the federal government tries to give us advance notice when they're doing this, and that's important to us because then it allows us, if we have, say, trains pulling into the yard after the morning rush hour in this case, we can hold over operators so they'll be ready for a little earlier release. Now, in this particular case, I think they people were let out about 3 o'clock, mm-hmm. and our normal rush hour gears up around 3:30. So between holding over some people and, you know, getting ready for the rush hour anyhow, we were able to handle people fairly well, understanding, just like any other rush hour, when a crowd of people get out of the office, there's going to be a crowd on those first trains.
Did they coordinate with you last Wednesday?
We got some advance notice.
It sounds like it was notification rather than consultation.
In this particular case, yes.
Would you prefer to be consulted, have some input?
Well, what normally happens, as is happening with this little event today, is there's a 3 a.m. conference call. Where everybody gets on the phone and talks about what's going on so we know what's going on.
3 a.m.?
3 a.m. Our folks are up at 3 a.m. on that phone call. And everybody, you know, this is the council government, so everybody's on, so we understand what's going on. And we are consulted about, you know, what can you do, you know, and that sort of thing.
Did that happen in last week's
event? Last week's, the announcement from the feds came a little bit later, you know, so it didn't quite happen the same way. But because we got the advance warning, we're still able to get people out.